Flames General Manager Jay Feaster joining us now. Jay, how are you?
Hey, I'm just great, guys. How's it going?
We're doing okay. Listen, first and foremost, thanks for joining us on your vacation. You've earned this vacation. How does Jay Feaster spend his summer vacation other than talking to us?
Well, you know what? I went out to Banff with my family for a couple of days, and otherwise just enjoying my family, some time off.
Oh, good for you. It's been a hectic, I don't even know where the off season began, because it really, I mean, it just hasn't stopped for you, has it? Or, I mean, GMs around the league, it's just business all the time.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the one month that does slow down just a little bit once you get through the salary arbitration process is the month of August. You do have a little bit of time to try to recharge the batteries and get ready to go. But, again, August has flown by, and we're looking here the last week of the month coming up, and then we head to Penticton. So it's ready to get going again.
I would imagine, yeah, you charge the batteries, and now with the news, the announcement today, the roster coming out for the Young Stars Classic in Penticton, you're probably pretty excited like the rest of us because you get a chance to see what's in the cupboards and how they stack up against prospects of some rivals and some other teams here. I would imagine this is a pretty exciting thing for you as well.
It is very exciting. It's exciting when you look at it and you look at the roster that we're taking out there this year, and you realize that the level of talent and the depth that we have is so much better than it's been in previous years. And really, even you look at what happened in development camp and the way the goaltending of Yoni Ortio and Laurent Persois, I mean, we're excited about those two kids having an opportunity to compete in Penticton. We're taking the three first-round picks from this year's draft and basically, almost all, obviously the kids that are going to college and the Russian player that we took, the defenseman, you know, Rafikov, he's not coming over, but otherwise get a chance to see all these kids that we selected in this past year's draft, and then some of the good young kids that we are turning pro, like Tyler Weatherspoon and John Ramage, and again, some guys, at least one guy that we have to make a decision about, and that's Ryan Culkin. You know, Ryan's eligible to go back and play an overage year this year in the Quebec League, but he's a guy that, based on what he did in development camp, we informed him, you know, if you do the same, if you play at that same level in Penticton, you may just earn yourself an NHL two-way. So we are excited, and we're looking forward to it.
Put you on the spot here a little bit, Jay, if I could, and that is obviously you're excited about a chance to see all of these guys, but is there one player that even you personally are wanting to see what he can do?
Yeah, if there's one guy that I really am anxious to see, it'd have to be Marcus Granlund. I think that when you look at what he did this past season over in Europe, and then I thought he was one of the most pleasant surprises of development camp. Really, you know, looked very, very comfortable at center ice, was doing a good job two-way, doing a good job on face-offs. He's a guy that we know can make plays and can score goals. And, you know, he's a wild card in my mind, and he's somebody that I'm anxious to see when he's up against, as you pointed out at the top, the top guys on these other teams and teams that are our rivals. You know, I'm anxious to see what he does there.
I agree with you.
Jay, we heard from Sean Monahan at 2 o'clock. He's awfully excited about his first pro rookie tournament, so to speak. He thinks that, the battle for an NHL job begins in Penticton. Is that a message that this entire group has had delivered to them at the end of development camp?
Yes, there's no question, and it's a message that will be reinforced for this entire group when we get to Penticton. This is not something that we're going to just for the sake of going or to say that we did it. This is the audition, the opportunity. It starts right now, and again, because it is the best young players from these other teams and teams that, you know, they are our rivals. They're teams that our kids are going to be playing against these kids for what we hope will be years to come. And so it does start right here, and it's not just for Sean, but for a lot of guys. And like I said, take a young man like Ryan Culkin. You know, after we drafted him last year and he came to development camp, you know, one of the things we told him was that you have to get bigger, you have to get stronger. And, you know, he did that. We were all in watching him prior to the season resuming at the NHL level during the work stoppage. And, you know, really even from December until coming into this summer's development camp in July at Winsport, you know, he did get bigger, and he acquitted himself very well. And so this is another chance for him to step up and show that he doesn't need to go back and play an overage year. He's better served signing as a pro and going into Abbotsford.
I believe Sean Monahan has probably been the guy that'll be discussed most by fans heading into training camp, and I suppose that's what happens when you take a guy sixth overall. He comes with expectation. How difficult is the decision going to be regarding his development this season? Sending him to the OHL versus playing with men, and does a strong performance in camp dictate one thing, or are there other things you have to weigh when a guy's just 18 years old?
Yeah, we'll look at a lot of different things, Ryan. You know, it's... first of all, how he performs in camp, and that obviously includes not just in Penticton but in main camp. And one of the things that we told him at the time that he signed his contract was that he will get an opportunity in preseason games. You know, we are going to take a look at him, and we want to see what he can do. At the same time, it's about looking at the team that we'd be sending him back to. You know, what are his opportunity to? What's the opportunity to develop there? We're obviously mindful of the whole World Junior situation for him. And as you know, the way the rule is that it's until he plays his 10th game pro, you don't burn that first season, and you still reserve your right to send him back to the CHL. And, you know, it's sometimes you look around, and sometimes a team may have a player with them for a month or a month and a half or 2 months, and they still haven't played that 10th game, but they're practicing with the NHL club. They're around the NHL team. You know, all of those things go into it, and we'll monitor him closely throughout the camp period and the preseason, and then sit down and make a decision as to how we think it's best for him to develop. But the one thing we won't do is that we recognize he's 18 years old, and we don't want to place that kind of pressure or the burdens and the expectations. We want to try to manage those expectations and control that as best we can.
And Jay, are you like me? You're excited to just see what it's like when you unleash 6'7", 240-pound Keegan Kanzi on the opposition?
Yeah, we are. We are. You know what? And I think we talked about this right after development camp. But, you know, here's a young man that came in and had the lowest body fat in the entire development camp. I mean, talking about a guy that came in with 7% body fat, and as you point out, at that weight,
wow,
pretty incredible. And you know what? He surprised us there at development camp. I mean, we knew that he could be a stay-at-home guy, jumped into the play more than we expected. We're really excited about him. We're excited to see John Ramage. You know, John has gotten better every year since I've been in the organization, and now we get to see him as a pro. Turner Elson, who had just a really solid development camp. We know we're going to get the work ethic out of him. Josh Juris, the young man we just signed who had a good camp. You know, Max Reinhardt, who I think is ready to take another step. Michael Ferland, who to this day doesn't realize how good he can be and what a good power forward he can be. And, you know, we're trying to do everything we can to accelerate when that light bulb goes off for him, because when it does, we think he's going to be one heck of a player for us. So it is an exciting time. As I said, we've never gone into Penticton with this kind of talent, or certainly with this much depth with our young kids.
Jay, you touched on Kanzi and the physical play. This tournament does have a lot of that. I recall the first year there was some games with 4 or 5 fights. You're probably much more open to that at this event than you would be at a development camp, internally versus externally. You wouldn't be upset if they fought Oilers, would you?
Oh, no, not at all. No, and you know what? Again, we have some kids who, you know, it's, again, Kanzi is a kid who can play. He's not going in there as... you know, some guy you sign to an ATO who you know that you need somebody to throw the punches every once in a while. He's a legitimate prospect for us. Michael Ferland, we all know the kind of respect that he has garnered playing in the Western Hockey League. You look at a guy like Patrick Seeloff, who backs down from no one. You know, we think there are any number of kids on this roster who are going to be able to defend themselves, and it will be physical. It is not lost in any of the teams playing there that, again, we're going to see these good young prospects from Edmonton and Vancouver and Winnipeg. We're going to see them a lot down the road.
And I'm super excited to watch Emile Poirier, as I know you are, because this is a guy who I don't think a lot of Calgarians knew right off the hop, but more and more the word is trickling out about what a kind of a player you've got there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that certainly, you know, it started a little bit. You got some sense of it at development camp. But now I think after his experience in Lake Placid, playing with the Team Canada group, that, you know, all of a sudden he really did start to turn more heads there. And I think you're right, Ryan, that you're starting to see that more on a pretty consistent level, that the word from people who are watching is that, you know, this is a pretty special player, and that, and again, we knew where we were going to have to take him if we wanted to get him, and he's a guy that we really had keyed in on, and we're happy that he's in the organization.
Exciting time when we're talking about the prospects. This is fun. The other news, too, of the day, Jay, if I can ask you about it, and that is a pretty significant move as we got the press release today, the Abbotsford Heat announcing an affiliation agreement with the Alaska Aces of the East Coast Hockey League. We were talking about a little bit earlier, but just before you came on, and what a great job they do, the Alaska Aces, as far as just one of the premier outfits in the ECHL, and now you guys are affiliated now. Just a thought on that.
Well, it is. It's a great organization. As you know, 2011 Kelly Cup champs there in the ECHL, and, a first-class ownership group. The thing that was really exciting for us is the opportunity to have our players working with Rob Murray, the head coach. Rob is someone that I knew back from my days in the American Hockey League in Hershey when he was in the American League. Then when I was in Tampa, we were affiliated with Springfield, and Rob was a longtime player and captain for the Springfield Falcons, and I got to know him pretty well. And then when he finished his playing career, he became an assistant coach with the Providence Bruins, and of course, our assistant general manager for player personnel, John Weisbrod, he knew him from his Boston days. So both of us have a tremendous amount of respect for Rob, and again, the opportunity for our players to learn how to become pros, to develop under a guy who was such a consummate professional, and again, a first-class ownership situation, we think it'll be good for our guys.
Jay, some of these agreements between NHL, AHL teams, and the ECHL clubs would have a certain number of spots open for your players to develop in. Bringing five goalies to camp, is that something that's worked out with Alaska that you'll be able to send a goaltender there, or is that jumping the gun a bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just a little bit premature to decide where we're going to be on all of that, but certainly that is something that we have had discussions with them about, and they're receptive to that. And if that's how it plays out, that we want to put a goaltender in there, we would be able to. And, we like the fact that they are open, they're open to us as far as what type of players and what position players. And, they've indicated that they wanted to make sure that it was the right affiliation when they went forward with one. And we're just pleased that, we were the team that they decided provided the right fit for them.
Jay, just a thought on what you've got to do in the 2 weeks that head up to Penticton. Crazy to think in 15 days' time you'll be watching a hockey game, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. The big thing right now, and it's exciting for us, is that, as I think Ken King has been quoted in a number of media outlets talking about, the fact that it appears that we're on track for a September 1 date to get back into the building, into the Saddle Dome. That, in my mind, is what's just unbelievable. The work that's been done there, the contractors and all of the people, Ken King and John Bean, our chief financial officer on our end, the work that they've done to enable that, and that's exciting. Still have a couple of guys that we're having some conversations with on some AHL deals, and at the same time talking to teams, what possibilities are still out there on the NHL trade front. So that work will continue now right up until we get camp started. And then once you get camp started, then you're watching the waiver wire and obviously the players that we would have to waive to send down. So, we ramp right back up into it.
Jay, you mentioned, being ready for September 1st, and how exciting is that? Incredible, as you mentioned. Any chance that our hot stove lounge will be ready? And are we? Can we expect some lavish, decorating
leather
in the
chairs.
Hot stove?
Yeah, you know what? Well,
can you do that?
I'm certain that it will. I mean, I think that the everything we've been told is that, and some things will come online as we move through the month of September, but in terms of upgrades, no, I have to tell you that it's a build back as was. I'm afraid that you're going to have to just enjoy the way that it was.
Dude. Maybe we'll get a life-size poster of Rob Kerr in there. Maybe that would be the upgrade.
That would definitely do
Spruce
it.
Spruce it up.
Jay, listen, thanks so much for joining us. I know it's a crazy time, and we really do appreciate you joining us on your vacation. And, you'll be sick of us before you know it, because hockey starts. But we do appreciate you taking some time, especially with the news today. We're excited. I know it's going to be an interesting year, a completely different year, but I know there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic for Flames fans and for the entire organization. So thanks so much.
It's my pleasure, guys. Thank you.